From the WLRN Miami Herald Newsroom, I'm Wilson Sayre. The State Department of Education just released the results for the final Florida Comprehensive Assessment Test, or FCAT. The student measurement exam shows overall improvement in reading, and more than half of all kids pass the math portions of the exam. DOE spokesman Joe Follick says the scores continue an overall trend of improved learning in Florida schools.
We're going to have a new test next year, and there will be some differences in the numbers then. But I think when you have a 20-year track record of steady improvement among students, that shows that students and teachers know what they're doing in Florida.
This is the final year the state is using the FCAT to test students. A new exam called the Florida Standards Assessment will go into effect next school year. Florida inmates are serving more of their sentences than inmates in other states. That's according to a new study from the Pew Charitable Trust out this week. About two-thirds of the inmates Florida released in 2012 served their entire sentences. In Florida, a prisoner who serves a full term doesn't have to go on to parole afterwards. There's no monitoring or reentry support required either. According to the study, prisoners are less likely to commit crimes again when they're supervised after release. But supporters of Florida's current policy say inmates get enough reentry training before they exit prison gates. This is WLRN Miami Herald News. I'm Wilson Sayre. Now back to Andy Wagner.